ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Lord Kapila said, the senses are symbolic representations of the demigods, and their natural inclination is to work under the direction of the Vedic injunctions. As the senses are the representatives of the demigods, so the mind is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The mind's natural duty is to serve. When that service spirit is engaged in devotional service to the Personality of Godhead, without any motive, that is far better even than salvation.
Devanam gunalinganam anusavika karmanam satta evaika manaso vritti sabhaviki tuja animitya bhagavati bhakti siddhe gariyasi. Bhakti is transcendental even to mukti. People generally consider dharmartha kam moksha. In the beginning, dharma, artha, economic development, kama, sense gratification, then moksha, merging into the Supreme One. But bhakti is above that. Siddhe gariyasi. It is above mukti. Mukti is not very much important thing for a bhakta. Billamangal Thakur says, bhakti stai sthiratara jadi bhagavan shya daivena phalati dibba kishora murti mukti mukulita anjali sevate asman dharmartha kamma samaya pratiksha. This is the experience of Billamangal Thakur. He was a South Indian Brahmin, very rich Brahmin, but by bad association or something like that. He became a very staunch prostitute hunter. So he engaged all his income, money, everything after one prostitute. Her name was Chintamani. So it is a very nice story. I am briefly describing. So one night, every night he was to go to that prostitute. And one night it was very terribly raining. So the prostitute thought, now this night Billamangal is not coming. It is terribly raining. But Billamangal went there, crossing the river, and the door was closed. He jumped over the door, catching a snake. In this way, very dangerously, he reached the prostitute's house. And the prostitute was astonished that how in this condition you could come here. Oh, you are so much attracted by this skin. If this much attraction you would have to Krishna, how it would have been nice for you. So immediately he left the prostitute's house and went to Vrindavan. The fact is, in his previous life, he executed devotional service up to bhava bhakti. So his Chintamani, that prostitute, became his guru, remind that you are so much fond of prostitute. If this attraction would have been to Krishna, how much successful you would have. So it acted and he left to Vrindavan and lived for 700 years. So he has a book, Krishna Karnamrita, Billamangal Thakur, that is recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for reading Krishna Karnamrita. So in that book he writes, Bhaktistai Bhagavan Jadi Sthiratarasya. If you have got fixed up devotion unto you, my Lord, Bhagavan, then daivena sphurati dibba kusyoro murti, then very easily we can see your form, kishora dibba kishora murti, your divine form, kishora murti, very young boy. Krishna is always Kishore. Krishna's another name is Kishore. Kishora Murti. Kishore means Kaishor. Before marriage, before 11th to 16th year, this is called Kishora age. So Kishora Murti, Krishna is always Kishora Murti. So, by devotional service, one can see the Kishora Murti of Krishna very easily. Bhakti stai sthiratara jadi bhagavan sya, if it is possible, then very easily we can see you. When Billamangal Thakur was in Vrindavan, he voluntarily plucked out his eyes because he was very much fond of seeing beauty of women. So he thought, these eyes are my enemies. See, he personally plucked out his eyes. When he was going to Vrindavan, still he became attracted by a woman. And therefore, that woman, of course, was a very rich merchant's wife. So she told her husband, that this man is coming after me, what to do? So that merchant received him. The saintly person, all right, you serve him. So Billamangal Thakur came to his senses. He said, "Mother, you give me the pins of your hair. So I am so much after the beauty of woman, so let me pluck out the eyes." So he made voluntarily blind. So he could not see, but still Krishna was coming in Vrindavan. Krishna is always in Vrindavan. So he was supplying milk. So Dibbo Kisharamurti, he practically realized. So through bhakti, therefore he wrote by his personal experience, "Bhakti stai sthiratara jadi bhagavan sya daivena palati dibba kishora mukti." And so far, dharmartha kama moksha. Moksha, mukti mukulita anjali sevati asma. Mukti is not very important thing. She is always standing at my service, mukulita anjali, with folded hands. Mukti, my dear sir, what can I do for you? This is mukti's position. So, a devotee is not very much anxious for mukti, because a devotee is always mukta. He is already mukta. Why should he? Suppose if you have got millions of dollars, why should you hanker after 10 rupees? So, bhakti is such a nice thing. But what is that bhakti? That bhakti is animitya bhagavati. That bhakti should be animitya, not with a motive that I shall go to the temple and serve Krishna for this purpose. Krishna can fulfill any purpose you desire. It is not very difficult for him, because he is almighty, full with all opulences. So if you want something, material happiness from Krishna, it is not very difficult for Krishna. He can give you mukti. But to ask from Krishna anything else than bhakti is foolishness. That is foolishness. My Guru Maharaj used to give this example, just like if you go to a rich man and he says, "Now whatever you like, you can ask from me, I shall give you." Then if you ask him that, "Give me a pinch of ass," that is that very intelligent. Similarly, there is a story that one old woman in the forest, I think it is in his hospital somewhere. So she was carrying a big bundle of dry wood, and somehow or other the bundle fell down. It was very heavy. So the old woman became very much disturbed, "Who will help me to get this bundle on my head?" So she began to call God, "God help me." And God came, "What do you want? Kindly help me to get this bundle on my head." You see, God came to giving benediction, and she wanted to give this bundle again on my head. So, we are doing the same thing. When you go to God, we ask Him, "Kindly give me the bundle on my head. My family become happy, I may have a large amount of money to enjoy, material things, we ask that. That is our foolishness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us, therefore, that actually if you want something from God, that should be only begging for His service. This Hare Krishna Mahamantra means addressing God, Krishna, Hare, and His energy, Hara, Srimati Radharani, or Lakshmi ji. Hare, oh, this internal potency of Krishna. Hara is Krishna's internal potency. The external potency is Durga, and the internal potency is Radharani. Jai Radhi. So, this is Daivi Prakriti. Mahatmanastamang Pratha Daivi Prakriti Mahasrita. The devotees, they take shelter of the Daivi Prakriti, Radharani, Lakshmi ji. They worship therefore Vaishnava, Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sitaram. The first of all, the energy. So this Hare Krishna mantra is first addressing the energy, the internal energy, potency of Krishna. Hare, from Hara to Hare, that is the Sambodhan. So Hare Krishna, O Radharani, or Lakshmi, or Sita, and Krishna, or Rama, or Narayana, the same thing. Hare Krishna, addressing them. Oh my Lord's energy. So, when you address somebody, you want to ask something. So if they reply, yes, why you are calling? Then he calling, please engage me in your service. This is the prayer. Not that give me money or give me beautiful wife or many followers. This is material hankering. Everyone wants some prestigious position, labh, puja, pratishtha. Some material profit, labh, and prestigious position so that people will give him salam. Minister, president, and to become very famous, historically very famous. These are material hankerings. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kavitang, ma jagadish kamai. We don't want. This is animitya bhakti. Nimitta, for some certain reason, if you become a bhakta, then you are not a Shuddha bhakta. You are a Viddha bhakta, a polluted bhakta. Pure bhakti is annabhilasita sunnam. Zero. Material hankerings, anything material hankering should be void. The void philosophy, Nirvana, that indicates that you should completely finish this material desire. That is Lord Buddha's philosophy. Nirvana means material philosophy. Material desires to make it void, no more. Lord Buddha said up to that, because the people who are following him, they are not so expert, advanced. Therefore he did not say, what is after giving up every desire? Because desireless it cannot be. Desires, people say that you become desireless. Give up your all desires. That give up all desires means you give up your material desires. Because you cannot be desireless, then you are dead body. But we are eternal living entity. Nitya sasatayam nahannati hannamani sarire. We are getting different types of body on account of desire, different desires. So, I become desireless of this habit, then I desire another habit. So that is going on. See, desireless is not possible. Desirelessness means you have to purify your desire. Don't desire anything except the service of Krishna. That is desireless. Animitya. Animitya bhakti siddhe gariyasi. If you come to that position, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us, na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang va jagadisha kamaya. Mama janmani janmani share. He says, janmani janmani. Birth after birth. That means he does not require even salvation. Because salvation means apunar bhava janma. Namar janma. Namar birth. Namar birth, there are two kinds of namar birth. For the Mayavadis or impersonalists, they want to stop birth, to merge into the existence of the Supreme, Brahmanidban. Brahmanidban, the Buddha philosophy teaches Nidban, devoid of all material desires. That much. He does not give any more. Shankaracharya gives further more. That Brahmanidban, that you become desireless of this material world, but you enter, merge into Brahma. That is called Brahmanidban. And the Vaishnava philosopher says that you make null and void all your material desires, enter into Brahma and be engaged in the service of the Lord. This is called bhakti. So Brahmanidban is also siddhi, but more than that siddhi is to be engaged in the service, Brahma service. That service is not ordinary service. The service to the Lord is not to be calculated as equal to this material service. Then Mayavadi philosophers, they cannot understand it. Krishna says personally that this devotional service is in the transcendental platform, Brahma service. Therefore he says, mancha vyavicharini bhakti yogina jasevati. This bhakti yoga, one who is actually employed, engaged in pure devotional animitya, without any motive, without any material purpose, that is real spiritual service. Mancha vyavicharini bhakti yogena jasevate sa gunana samatita itan brahma bhuyaya kalvata. Brahma bhuyaya kalvata. That service is on the Brahma platform. So some people, they do not know that there is another platform of service or another platform of activities which is called Brahma activities. Because those who are grossly in the bodily concept of life, they have no information there is Brahma or soul within this body. So mukti means to deliver that Brahma from this material engagement. But actually, if you don't give him engagement, because the soul is working, that everyone can appreciate. We are very active. Oh, I am Prime Minister, I am President, I am Birla, I am Srila, so many things, that's all right. But is that Prime Minister, is this body or the soul? Because as soon as the soul is out of the body, what is the value of this Prime Minister's body? It is no more useful. Finish. That we do not understand. Actually, the soul is working in different capacities, either as Prime Minister or Lord Brahma, King Indra or the cat or dog or the insect. The soul is working in different atmosphere and different body. So the perfection of these activities of the soul, that he has got already indriyas. We are acting with our hands, legs, ears, eyes, nose, everything, karmendriya. 10 kinds of activities are being performed by the senses. And there are 5 kinds of sense objects, tanmatra, 15. And the 8 elements, material, earth, water, fire. So 15 and 8, 23. And the soul, this is 24. That is the subject matter of Sankhya philosophy. How these 24 different items are combined together and work. This is the study of Sankhya philosophy. Yesterday we talked about Sankhaṁ. Tattāmanāyaṁ jat prabhadanti Sankhaṁ. So there is material Sankhya philosopher. They simply satisfy, simply studying these 24 types of elements. But the real Sankhya philosophy, as propounded by Kapildev, that is bhakti. That is, he has said, bhakti vitana yogam. The activities of the spiritual field, that is Sankhya philosophy, not of the material fields. In the material field, you will find these 24 kinds of elements, analyze. But beyond these 24, there is soul, and the soul is acting, that is called spiritual activities or bhakti yoga. So because it is transcendental to material activities, then therefore in the bhakti yoga there is no such desire for material benefit. Animitya, the Buddha said animitya. Here all activities are done for some material profit. Nobody is, even the so-called political leader sacrifice everything, that's all right. But everything is for material benefit. Even in our country, a big man like Mahatma Gandhi, he sacrificed everything, his family, his profession, and many other leaders. But what for they were working? They were working for some material benefit. That's all. Not for any spiritual benefit. So that is not transcendental activities. That is material activities. Expanded material thoughts. Somebody is working for his family. Or somebody is working for himself. Like animals, the cats and dogs, they work for himself. And human being, they're little advanced. They work for family, for wife, children, or further extended for society, for community, for nation. You can expand. Even international. They're all material activities. Nimitta. Simply expanded. Expanded. Suppose if you steal for yourself, and if you steal for your family, or if you steal for your community, that stealing is there because you are stealing for greater family, That does not mean you are not a thief. There was a story, Alexander and the thief. The Alexander arrested one thief, big dacoit, plunderer. So, when he explained, "My dear Sir Alexander, so what is the difference between you and me? I am also plunderer, you are also plunderer. I am a small plunderer, you are a big plunderer. So where is the difference in quality?" So Alexander the Great, he was very sensible. He released him. "Yes, there is no difference. So to become a big thief, big plunderer, does not mean that he is advanced. Similarly, our sense for personal sense gratification or my family sense gratification or for my nation sense gratification, that is sense gratification. That is not spiritual activity. That is material activity. So long you will have desire for sense gratification, localized or expanded, the quality does not change. The quality will change when this sense gratification will be transferred to Krishna. Not sense gratification for me, for my family, for my society, for my nation, or for my species. Just like there are many philanthropists. They are busy doing welfare activities for the human race. But they are not interested for the benefit of the animal race. Animal race should be slaughtered and human race should eat. This is their philosophy. But we have already discussed Kapildev's philosophy. Srida sarvadehina. Srida sarvadehina. The animal has got also body. We have also got body. But a Vaishnava is not only a friend to the human society, but he is friend to the animal society also. The bird society, tree society, every society. A Vaishnava does not like, and unnecessarily, a tree should be cut down. That is Vaishnava philosophy. A Vaishnava does not like to trample over an ant. That is Vaishnava philosophy. Sarvadehina. Titiksava karunika. Srihida sarvadehina. We have already discussed this verse. So, how this can be possible? This Srida sarvadehina is possible when one has surrendered himself to the Supreme Being on his account. Because he has surrendered to the Supreme Being, he is friend to all living beings. Artificially, you cannot. Artificially, you select some section, the poorer section, and worship him like Narayan, and you call him Daridra Narayan. But a devotee, if he has got vision of Narayan, he will see the Daridra Narayan, the rich Narayan, the Chag Narayan, and the every Narayan. Pandita Samadarshana. Why a section should be called Narayan? If you have got such broader vision that you are seeing Narayan in everything, so what the rich man has got, done, he is also Narayan. And the goat has got, he is also Narayan. The cow, he is also Narayan. Then you should, if you have such broader vision that you see everywhere Narayan, then why should you specify a section, Daridra Narayan? So it is not possible. So long one is not a devotee, one is not on the transcendental platform, this equal vision is not possible. It is crippled, all crippled. Therefore, bhakti yoga should be animitya, ahaituki. These words are used. সবই পুংসাং পরো ধর্ম যত ভক্তি অধুখজে অহৈতুকি আই এম সার্ভিং কৃষ্ণ দি ডিভোট ইজ সার্ভিং কৃষ্ণ নট উইথ এনি পারপাস জাস্ট টু স্যাটিসফাই হিম নট এনি পারপাস মাই প্রফিট কৃষ্ণস প্রফিট দ্যাট ইজ ইন ইনস্ট্রাকশন অফ ভগবদ গীতা সেভার টাইমস রিপিটেড অর্জুন on his own account he was not willing to fight no krishna is not fight the other side then my relatives my brother my nephews no I cannot kill them but when he understood that krishna wants this fight he said yes I shall do krishna vachanam so this is bhakti that we have to do anything for pleasing Krishna. That is called animitta. No condition. Ahituki. Ahituki means no condition. Or animitta. No reason. Everything should be done for Krishna. So, animitta bhagavati bhakti siddhe gariyasi. That is better than siddhi. Siddhi means self-realization or brahma-realization. Therefore, Krishna says also, what Krishna says and what Kapildev says, they are the same thing. Therefore, here it is also said, Bhagavanubhacha. And in the Bhagavad Gita also you will find, Bhagavanubhacha. Never said Krishna ubhacha or Kapil ubhacha, because they are Bhagavan. So those who are self-realized soul, who know what is Bhagavan, so instead of speaking Kapildev Uvacha, he says, Vyasadeva says, Srimad Bhagavatam is compiled by Srimad Vyasadeva. So as Bhagavad Gita also, it was heard by Arjuna, it was released to Sanjaya, and then from Sanjaya heard Vyasadeva, and he made it recorded in writing in Mahabharata. So he says Bhagavanubhacha. Bhagavanubhacha means that is the perfect version. There is no mistake. If some ordinary man says, there will be so many defects, and cheating, because ordinary person has no perfect knowledge. He may be very, very advanced scholar, but that does not mean he is perfect. Perfection is different thing. Perfection means there should be no mistake, no illusion, no cheating, and no imperfection of the senses. That is perfection. Therefore, it is said here, Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan is all perfect. Therefore, we should take knowledge from Bhagavan, or one who speaks according to the version of Bhagavan. We should not hear anybody else. That is imperfect. So our Krishna consciousness movement on this principle, we are speaking not anything manufactured by us. That is not our business. Because how we can manufacture? We are defective, we are deficient, imperfect. What is the use of my philosophy? What is the use of my thinking? Generally they say, I think, in my opinion. He does not think that I am a rascal, I have no value of my opinion. He thinks that he is something very big. No. Because our senses are imperfect, whatever knowledge you have gathered by our sense speculation, that is imperfect. That cannot be perfect. Therefore, we have discussed already, tattva amnayam. We have to receive knowledge from disciples. Tattva. Then we will understand the truth. Tattva, this subject matter you have discussed already. Amnayam, evam parampara. We should not manufacture knowledge. We should take knowledge from the perfect. That's like here it is said, Bhagavan Uvacha. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Bhagavan Uvacha. If we follow this Amnaya system, then we become Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, who is Guru? He asks everyone to become Guru. His mission is that people are suffering all over the world for want of this Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. That's a fact. So, he is advising everyone, especially those who are born in India, Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Haila Ja, Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Paropoka. That is his mission. He is requesting every Indian. Every Indian, because they have got the facility for understanding what is Bhagavad Gita, what is Srimad Bhagavatam, what is Vedas. They have got this opportunity. Therefore he says, Janma Sarthak Kari, you have taken your birth in India. You make your life successful by taking advantage of the scriptures and then assimilate the knowledge and preach all over the world. They are in darkness. That is being repeatedly said. But we are not taking advantage of. We are so misfortunate, we are misguided by the so-called leaders that we are neglecting this valuable literature which is spoken by Bhagavan. We are talking of some nonsense. That is our misfortune. So we have to take knowledge from Bhagavan and spread it all over the world. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he says that you become Guru. He says, Hamara gai guru hoiyak, by my order. Don't become a so-called Guru, manufactured Guru. You become Guru by following my instruction. Amar agyay guru hi. Guru means who follows the predecessor, authorized predecessor. He is Guru. Not that everyone is Guru. So, therefore we have to follow the superior order. Then we become Guru. Not that by cheating others we become Guru. No. That is cheater, that is not teacher. Guru means who is following the superior order. The superior order is Krishna or his representative. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. He is ordering, Amaragya, by my order. Guru haiya, you become Guru. Oh, sir, it is very difficult to become Guru. I have no education, I have no culture, I am not born in a very high family. I am very low. A devotee always thinks like that. He never thinks that I have become very great. Just like Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author of, he says, Purisher ki thaite muise loghishta. Purish means stool. And there are worms in this stool. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author saying that I am lower than these worms in this stool. That is Vaishnava conception. Tinadapi sunichi. He is very humble. He never says, oh, I am the Supreme. I have become God. The most rascal, foolish. So that is not. Therefore you have to follow. If we actually want to become Guru, there is necessity of many thousands of Gurus to teach this cheated public. But how to become Guru? That is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amaragya, by my order. What is your order, sir? Na jare dakho tare kaho Krishna Upadesha. Then you become Guru. You simply advise people to follow Krishna's instruction. Then you become Guru. So that is our mission. This Krishna consciousness movement is that we are simply trying to convince people what Krishna has said, that's all. We are not manufacturing anything. So that is our business. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhaktamad jajimang namaskuru. We are training our disciples. Let's always think of Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, and become Krishna's devotee, offer him prasadam, dress him nicely, manmama bhavamad bhakta, madhyay, worship me, worship Krishna, the same thing. Krishna says, worship me, we are saying, worship Krishna. Krishna says, surrender unto me, we are saying, surrender to Krishna. So we have no difficulty. To become a guru, there is no difficulty, provided we repeat the same thing as Krishna says. And if you say something more or less, then you are not guru. Very simple thing. Very simple thing. So that is the advice here. Animitya bhagavati, bhagavati bhakti. You cannot manufacture the ways of bhakti. Bhagavati, what is advised by Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord. Dhanmanta sakshad bhagavat pranit. You cannot manufacture a line of dharma. Dhanmanta sakshad bhagavat pranit. Dharma is the law given by the Supreme Lord. You cannot manufacture. This dharma, that dharma, this dharma. No, dharma is one. Dharma cannot be different. Dharma means to abide by the orders of God. This is dharma. But if you do not know God, if you do not know what is order, then you must manufacture something, rubbish, and fight amongst yourself. That is not dharma. Therefore, Bhagavad says, dharma prochita koitava atra. All cheating types of dharma is rejected and kicked out from Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma prajjita. Prajjita, prakrishta rupena ujjita. Just like you collect all dust and throw it. Similarly, this Bhagavad Dharma is not a cheating dharma. Bhagavad Dharma means in relation with the Supreme Law. Bhagavati bhakti. Bhakti can be applied only to Bhagavan. It, bhakti means the business between Bhagavan and bhakta. That is bhakti. If there is no Bhagavan, then where is bhakti? And where is bhakta? If Bhagavan is zero, then where is bhakti? Bhakti means the transaction between Bhagavan and bhakta. Just like here, the Bhagavan is there, and bhaktas are there. And the transaction is dressing the Bhagavan, feeding the Bhagavan, chanting the Bhagavan name, calling people to hear about Bhagavan, to publish books about Bhagavan. This is bhakti. Bhakti Bhagavati. Simply in relation with Bhagavan. No other business. Animitya, without any material desire. Anna vilasita sullam. Jnana karma dhanabhritam. There is no touch even of jnana. Jnana means speculation. And trying to understand the absolute truth by his mental. Jnanam me paravam guhyam jadvijnana samannitam. Sarahasam tadangancha grihana kaditam maya. These are the instructions of Lord Brahma and Lord Krishna. Sarahasang, Padangancha, Anga, this bhakti Anga, this Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sivanam, these are different, branches, not actual phases or features of bhakti. To hear, just like we are hearing and chanting, I am speaking, chanting, you are hearing, this is bhakti. Savanam Kirtanam. What we are chanting and hearing? Vishnu. Not any other one. No, Vishnu. Vishnu. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. You cannot say any other demigod. No. That is material. That is material. If you try to hear about some great person or demigod, that is material. But when you hear and talk about Vishnu, that is bhakti. This is bhakti, different processes. Sevanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam pada sivanam. So in this way, we have to execute, as it is said, animitya bhagavati bhakti, which is siddhe gariyasi.